All right, Rich and I are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have tip-off. Opening round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Basketball Tournament tonight, live from Unitego. It's UF hosting Tioga on WCDO.
At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're proud to support the students who make our community stronger. The James Suriano and Wayne King Community Service Foundation Scholarship awards $5,000 per year for up to 4 years to one student who gives back. You must apply by March 15th. Don't wait. Help your student apply today at sfcuonline.org/scholarships. That's sfcuonline.org/scholarships. Membership eligibility is required. SFCU is federally insured by the NCUA.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Get you the starting lineups here. First for, we're going to go with Unitego first. Unitego Franklin, I should say, of course, coming off that MAC championship loss to Delhi. They just could not put it in the bucket the other night. So they're looking for a quick bounce back here for head coach Travis Woods. They will start with junior number 00, Joe Sargent. A junior number 2, Jacob Kingsbury. A sophomore number 4, Brock Bertzel. A senior, the MAC MVP this year, number 10, Xander Johnson. And a junior number 12, the very athletic Rashad Keel. On the other side for Tioga, they are going to start with junior number 14, Carter Stoughton. A sophomore number 3, Jackson Bombard. A senior number 11, Brady Landmesser. A senior number 10, James Miller. And a senior number 24, Dominic Palmer, for head coach Connor Hutchinson. And this is what makes me feel old. It wasn't that long ago that we were covering Connor playing for Tioga. He was a tremendous player for them when they made a couple of deep runs in the sectional tournament. We saw them against those very good Unadilla Valley boys teams. So now he's on the sideline, and the IAC is always so good. So I think, you know, Tioga might be coming in here, you know, as a little bit lower seed, as an 11 seed, but you can never count out a Tioga team. We've always learned that.
No, Tioga's so good in all their athletics. They're usually known as a wrestling school, but they have great basketball tradition. I mean, the leading scorer in Section 4 history, Jim Ryder, is from Tioga. Very little-known fact. Lots of people think it's Toby Foster. Toby Foster's actually second. Both IAC schools. The IAC is such a good league. Just people out in this area, we don't see them a lot. Lots of people think that, you know, Section 4 ends at Broome County, but it certainly doesn't, especially when it comes to basketball. Just as Delhi, right, with Moravia. I mean, the IAC is tough.
So Unitego Franklin is in the home white uniforms with the green and the purple trim. They're going to be going right to left. They win the opening tip, but a steal by Tioga, who is in the black with the gold trim here, and then heading up for a layup and a foul on Joe Sargent. Jackson Bombard is fouled in the early going here, and we'll head to the line. I don't want to say it's a black. It's more of a dark charcoal gray with that gold trim. I like that. It says Tioga across the chest.
It does. It has a great look to it, that you know, that I think it looks like black, but it definitely has that good color scheme to with each other.
And at the line here is Jackson Bombard. He gets the first to go. And Bombard going to settle in looking for his second shot. Important for Tioga to get off to a good start on the road here tonight against Unitego Franklin. Second shot no good. And a rebound is tapped out of bounds. Going to stay with Tioga here, it looks like.
He called Tioga, but it looks like he's giving it to Unitego.
Yeah, he pointed towards the Tioga end.
He did.
And all the players went running back the other way.
And they are giving it to Tioga. Jake Kingsbury was over there trying to get the ball, but they're holding strong. They're giving it to Tioga. It did look like it was out on Unitego. I think that's a good call.
It looked like maybe off of Keel or Johnson. So Tioga gets it in, looking to go to work. They'll miss a left-handed layup, and Johnson's got a rebound. An outlet pass here to Kingsbury down the right side. Jake's across midcourt, finds Joe Sargent in the left corner. Again, Unitego Franklin going right to left. Kingsbury on a tip, has to chase it into the backcourt. Shot clock coming up on 20. Burtz will shovel pass over to Sargent, and it was a little too far into the corner, and he stepped out of bounds, going back to Tioga with an early 1-0 lead.
I like what Kingsbury's saying to his teammates. He's saying, settle down, making the few mistakes right now, throwing it around. It could have been a backcourt call there, too.
Yeah, just those early sectional nerves. It's win or go home tonight, and Tioga has it on the baseline here. Tigers will push one back out. Little baseline drive here for Tioga. And this will be pushed out by Kitchcart. Back to Bombard straight away. Tigers have it. Shot clock coming up on 10. It's tipped away by Xander Johnson. And then knocked away. Johnson had it for a split second. Knocked out of his hands, but will stay with the U.S.
I like what Unitego Franklin's doing. They're playing straight man-to-man defense. Johnson's a big guy down low, handling Tioga's big guy. It's going to be a matchup to watch.
Yeah, Xander's so athletic, so strong. As Sargent has it on the right side, it was tipped out of his hands. Again, good active defense by Tioga so far.
Tioga looks like they're playing a little bit of an extended 2-3 zone with a lot of pressure. They are. That's exactly what they're doing.
And so Unitego Franklin has it back up near midcourt. Kingsbury with the basketball, directing traffic. Will feed one into the corner, looking for Brock Burtzel. And to the high post for Keel. And it's taken away by Tioga. Bombard in transition. Kingsbury knocked it away. Numbers back the other way for Unitego if they hurry. And Kingsbury tried to feed it through traffic, and Tioga got back, and they steal it. Ahead for Kitchcart. He lays it up and in. And a timeout is going to be taken here by head coach Travis Woods. Tioga has come out with a 3-0 lead. 6:25 to go in the first. Sectional boys basketball tonight here on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports. On WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Unitego Franklin with the ball coming out of the break. Again, going right to left. Tioga with an early 3-0 lead here in the Section 4 Class C boys basketball first round. Live from Unitego. And here's Kingsbury on the left side. Back to the top of the arc as Unitego goes right to left for Brockford. It's a little two-man game. They'll feed one down low for Rashad Keel, and he scores on the left low block.
Good timeout by Coach Woods just to get them settled down. I believe that's actually Unitego Franklin's first shot of the game, 2 minutes into the game, and they finally score.
Yeah, Tioga with some good defense. Here's Bombard with a three on the left side. It died on the front of the rim, but a rebound for Keel of Unitego Franklin. Sargent is looking to run, finds Burtzel. And Tioga successfully kind of slowing down that fast attempt on offense here by Unitego Franklin, but Kingsbury drives baseline and scores, giving Unitego the lead 4-3.
Kingsbury challenging Kitchcart down low. That's a tough challenge, and he takes it right at him.
Tioga pulls one back out to the right side. And a fadeaway jumper here for Bombard. Rattles in and out. Kitchcart with a rebound, and he lays it up and in. That's a tough finish.
Kitchcart is really good down low. He's a big body. He's a good rebounder. Unitego Franklin's going to have to figure him out.
Tioga 5, Unitego Franklin 4. Boys sectional matchup here tonight. Here's Joe Sargent for a straightaway three. That's off the left side of the rim. Bertzel chases down a rebound. Keeps it alive here for Unitego Franklin. And now a steal by Tioga, but Kingsbury gets it back. Kingsbury feeds one right corner for Bertzel. Pump fakes, steps in, and hits from the right side. Tough finish for Brock Bertzel.
That was a good move by Bertzel. He gave up the three-pointer, gave a little pump fake, got around his defender, and nice-looking basket, left-handed finish.
4.5 to go in the first. 6-5 is our score. Unitego Franklin on top of Tioga. We got a good one. Here's Bombard into the paint. It's stolen away by Keel. Keel looking to finish. Finds Joe Sargent on the right low block. Now we'll feed one out here for Bertzel. On the baseline, Bertzel stripped, gets it back, steps through, but lost control. Got sandwiched in a double team and had nowhere to go. Tioga across midcourt, going left to right. We'll have it on the right side. They're in the gray with the gold trim. Unitego Franklin and the home whites with the green trim. Bombard again. We'll leave it off for Kitchcart. He's going to work. It's blocked. Johnson with a steal and tried the long outlet pass to Kingsbury. Too far in front of him and out of play.
We haven't seen or heard much about Tioga this year, but it definitely looks like it's Bombard and Kitchcart are their two main guys. They're kind of playing a lot of 1-2 pick and roll, looking for each other the whole time.
So Tioga will bring it across midcourt and into the right corner. They'll feed it down low to the right low block for Kitchcart, and he's fouled from behind here by Xander Johnson.
That's a tough foul on Xander Johnson. He's probably going to have to get around and front Kitchcart down low, because he's going to get way too many fouls down low if he does that.
Yeah, Kitchcart got some good size at 6'2". And here on the inbounds play, they'll get one into Brady Landmesser, and he's able to score for Tioga, giving them the lead 7-6.
Landmesser's got some good size, too. When looking out here, Tioga has a lot of good size compared to UF.
3.5 to go in the first, and it's Tioga 7, Unitego Franklin 6. A foul here on the Tigers at the high post. Looks like that one will be here on the Tigers. James Miller, his first, team's first. So the Spartan Devils will get it in and feed one on the baseline here to Xander Johnson. He tries to go up, got stuck underneath the hoop at a weird angle, missed it. Here comes Tioga back in transition, and they're able to score. A bank from straight away by Dominic Palmer in the paint, and Tioga leads 9-6. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Unitego Franklin at the top of the arc, a bounce pass to Keel in the left corner in front of the Tioga bench. Coming off of a screen, finds Sargent for a three, and hits it. Big three there for Joe Sargent. That makes it 9-9.
Despite that three-pointer, Nate, I'm really impressed with Tioga's defense. They get their hands on everything. They're very, very active. Nothing has come easy so far for Unitego Franklin.
Bombard tried to go down low for Kitchcart. Little miscommunication. They threw it away. And now Sargent comes to the bench, and Caden Legree is going to check in here for Unitego Franklin. Legree usually a little deeper down the bench, but head coach Travis Woods bringing him in here. 2:40 to go in the first. We're tied at 9 in the opening round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Basketball Tournament. And here is Brock Bertzel feeding one into the corner for Rashad Keel. And now a pass down low for Bertzel. We got another foul here on Tioga on James Miller. Winner of this game is going to get Trumansburg on Saturday on the road. Trumansburg is the 3 seed. And so on the baseline, this will be Kingsbury feeding it into Legree. Down to the high post, Keel, turnaround shot there, off the glass, and good for Rashad Keel. And Unitego Franklin retakes the lead 11-9 with 2:15 to go in the first. Tioga comes across midcourt, going left to right. Have it on the right side. They try to go to the high post there for Miller. Tipped away, now they go inside for Kitchcart. Step around, Kitchcart puts it up and in. He's tough.
Kitchcart is a big body, and he's saying, nobody can stop me, is what he's telling. Keep feeding me the ball.
He reminds me of somebody. During the break, we'll have to talk about it.
Okay.
1:50 to go here in the first.
He does have a look for somebody. I think we're thinking the same
thing. I think we're thinking the same thing. 11-11 into the corner now here for Xander Johnson. Unitego Franklin has it. And back up top. And a feed to the near side. Bombard with a steal. Goes flying into the bench, took a couple of chairs out. Appears everybody's okay. Good hustle there.
Give the credit to the assistant coach or student manager. I can't tell, they're so young down there, but he caught Bombart and stopped him from going into the bleachers. What a catch by the assistant down there.
Yeah, he pretty much went right into his lap. Chairs went flying backwards, but really nobody got injured. Legree back out to Kingsbury for a three as we get back underway. And then a foul on Unitego as Kitchcart grabs that rebound, cleans the glass with a minute and a half to go in the first.
So they say this a lot when you're playing 2-3 zone. And this is what I think the Unitego's going to have to do. Unitego Franklin's going to have to beat them down the court to get easy baskets, because once Tioga sets that 2-3 zone up, they are not getting easy shots. They have to beat them down the court.
And we saw, as there's a steal by Unitego Franklin, UF did that so well against Oxford in the MAC semifinals. It was probably the best I've seen them play. And since then, they just have not been able to get out in transition like that. Here's Xander Johnson scoring on the right side.
See, that was basically a transition bucket right there for UF, because they got the miss on the transition basket, and it led to an easy rebound shot. So that is kind of a transition basket there.
Spartan Devils lead 13-11, but Bombard answers right back, and we're tied at 13.
Bombard is really slick with that left hand all around the basket.
We're tied 13-13. Here's Brock Burtzel feeding one into the corner for Xander Johnson. A big three here. No, it's off the back of the rim. Back out Kingsbury. And he is fouled on the right wing side. And Jake's going to go to the line. Good rebound there by Tristan Fairburn as well. 36 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tied at 13. We're off to a good start here in this 6-11 matchup.
Another thing I love about these sectional games, Nate, is we have a three-man officiating crew. You're not going to miss a whole lot of things today. The one thing is the Oneonta board, who's got this game tonight, they don't usually do three-man, so you might see a little getting used to this. But I like the three-man crew because they don't miss a whole lot of calls. They really don't.
Kingsbury misses the first. Well, I think all three officials on the floor tonight definitely from college during the year.
Yes,
so
we have a really good officiating crew tonight.
Yeah, it's a great crew. And Kingsbury goes one out of two.
And looks like the assigner knew it was going to be a good game, since it's 14-13.
Yes, Spartan Devils leading by one, 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Tioga has it on the right side here with Bombard. To the interior, little turnaround shot, no, kicked it back out. Bombard was able to save it. Kingsbury gets a steal and then a reach-in foul on Bombard as those two were fighting for position on the ball. 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And it's been back and forth.
Yeah, great game so far. Kind of two different styles. Tioga's trying to work the ball inside to their bigs, and Unitego's kind of settling for jump shots.
So 15 seconds left, first quarter. Shot clock's off. Unitego Franklin has it. They'll go to Burtzel, feeding one far side here for Xander Johnson. Bullies his way into the paint. Johnson lost control of it. Steal by Tioga. 3 seconds left. Tioga trying to get down the floor in time, and they're going to run out of time. And that'll do it. First quarter's in the books. It's Unitego Franklin 14, Tioga 13. First round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Basketball Tournament. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Mull and Rich Turnbull with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. And to start the second quarter, a travel on Tioga, giving it back to UF. Just an out-of-town score update. We were talking about that Moravia and Newfield game. End of the first quarter there. Newfield leading 17-16. So Newfield hanging tough there against Moravia on the road. And we're back underway. Zach Al with a three in the left corner for Unitego Franklin. Missed it. Tioga's got a rebound. The Tigers have come to play here tonight at UCS. And now a steal right back by Unitego Franklin. Xander Johnson, the pass ahead, looking for Fairburn. Lost it. It was tipped out of bounds going back to Tioga. Unitego Franklin saying it was tipped. But it's going to go to Tioga.
Official. I don't think they had a tip either.
I kind of agree with the Zebras. As Tioga comes across midcourt here, going left to right. They go to Miller. He's got Kitchcart on the interior. I think that's kind of a mismatch. Kitchcart down low. Even on Johnson, for how strong he is, Kitchcart's got just good size. Kitchcart had it taken away, though. Fairburn said not so fast. Picked his pocket. And Brock Pertzel's down the left side of the floor to the high post. Pertzel will back it out. Finds Levi Russell. A three here for Unitego is off the back of the rim and no good. Unitego Franklin trying to use their depth. They will go eight or nine deep and trying to find a combination that works. And Tioga gets it back after that ball out of bounds on the rebound.
I like what Unitego Franklin did on the last time down the court when they doubled down on Kitchcart as soon as he caught it. Let's see if they stay with that strategy.
I mean, Bertzel and Johnson are the only two starters still left on the floor. Three new guys coming in to start the second quarter. Here's a pull-up jumper for Tioga, and they'll get the roll. There with Dominic Palmer.
That's exactly what Unitego Franklin's doing. As soon as Kitchcart catches the ball down low, they're doubling him. And that time, Palmer was right where he was supposed to be for Tioga and hit the shot. It was kind of like what you used to see with Shaq back in the day, working out of a double team.
Here's Brock Bertzel with a pull-up in the paint. Missed it. Kitchcart gets tied up there with Xander Johnson. No jump ball. Tioga comes out of it, leading 15-14. Back to Bombard as Tioga goes left to right. Coming off of a screen, into the paint. Bombard tries the left-handed layup. No, Kitchcart puts it back up and gets it to go.
Man, Nate, I like Kitchcart's game. He's very positive with his teammates. He's everywhere. He moves really well for a big guy.
Xander Johnson, right side three. Got it for the MAC MVP. Johnson pulls Unitego Franklin back even, and we're tied at 17 with 5.5 to go in the second.
We're only in the second. It's already a great game here at Unitego.
Tioga into the paint for Bombard, and that's a foul here on Unitego Franklin. And it looks like it's going to be on Brock Pertzel. Again, with 5.5 to go in the second, tied at 17. And this will be Bombard to the line, who started off strong. He's got 3 points so far, but then it's been Kitchcart taking over. He's got 8 points for Tioga. And Bombard hits the first. So the Tigers trying to come in, pull off an upset. They now lead 18-17. Long way to go still. Second one coming here for Bombard. And he goes 2 out of 2. So Bombard's now got 5, and Tioga leads 19-17. 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Bertzel to the high post. They'll pull one back out to Zach Al. Down low, Fairburn on the left low block. Feeds it across into the right corner for Levi Russell. Pull-up jumper from 20, and that's off the mark. Rebound, James Miller of Tioga. Tigers sprinting down the right side of the floor. Bombard trying to get to the baseline. And he'll kick one back out. Kitchcart, high post. We'll dish it off. Miller takes it to the interior. Missed it. Out of bounds on the rebound. Going to go to, actually going to stay with Tioga here. Last touch by a falling UF player. And Rashad Keel's going to check back in here for the Spartan Devils. Tristan Fairburn to the bench. And so on the baseline to the left of the hoop, Tioga getting it in. And they'll feed one back here to James Miller. And then stepping out of bounds on the far side was Tioga, giving it back to Unitego Franklin. They trailed by 2.
One of the referees is saying that his heel touched it. When he kicked his back heel to make his move, it went out of bounds. So that was the call.
Brock Bertzel for a straightaway 3. Saw a little opening there. Couldn't hit the shot. And another rebound here for Kitchcart. Tioga's across midcourt. Feeding here for Bombard. Lost it. Steal ahead for Unitigo. Levi Russell goes up for the right-handed layup and missed it. He thought there was contact. Officials say no. And Tioga will pump the brakes, slow it down, and walk it up the floor with 4:20 to go in the second quarter. 19-17, Tioga leading by two. And right into the teeth of the defense, Bombard did everything but finish. Kitchcart's got a rebound. He puts it up. It's short. And a rebound for the Spartan Devils. Xander Johnson down the right side, dribbles through a double team, and then he is fouled right at the top of the three-point arc. So 4:05 to go here in the second quarter, 19-17 our score. And looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here with 4:05 again to go here in the second quarter. Again, 19-17. Tioga boys on top of Unitigo Franklin. Sectional basketball tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:05 to go in the second quarter. 19-17, Tioga on top of the Unitigo Franklin boys. Rich, your thoughts so far? This has been great back-and-forth basketball.
It's a great basketball game. Tioga's defense is really impressing me. It's been a little bit different in the beginning here of the second quarter. They aren't picking up the ball as much. I don't know if it's a miscommunication with some subs, but they just get their hands on everything, just like what happened right there, Nate.
A steal on the inbounds by the Tigers. Just an athletic play, and Tioga gets it back. Going left to right. Bombard will bring it across midcourt, and that's a 10-second call. Rich, explain that to us.
So you got 10 seconds to get it over half court. You don't usually see that call very often, but he was taking his time setting up his play. It's a little bit of a smaller court, so he might not have realized he wasn't over half court. I've only seen that one time it live before, and that was Paul Harris at Syracuse. And that's why I'm laughing so much, because I've just never really seen that call before. It's a very rare.
I mean, essentially, you might see it against pressure.
Right.
But he was just walking up the floor and took too much time.
I've only seen it one time. It was Paul Harris a long time ago at Syracuse. He was taking his time, calling a play just like Bombard was.
And so Unitigo Franklin gets it back on a little bit of a unique play. And they'll go to Levi Russell, right side three. No, it was short, kind of buckled on the side of the rim. Tigers get it back. And this time Bombard's going to sprint across midcourt. Down the right side, going left to right here for the Tigers. Bombard was kind of falling down, tried to shovel it across court. It went off of Keel's leg and out of bounds.
Tioga also does a very good job rebounding offensively and defensively. UF is getting no second chances when they miss, and Tioga is getting a lot of second chances, Kitchcart especially. Just a phenomenal player, really, really good player.
This is tough because, Xander Johnson usually so tough and a mismatch for a lot of people, but Kitchcart just has the size on him, and Xander's spending so much time and energy defending him. I just think it gives Tioga a bit of an edge. They got to try to go back door for Kitchcart here, and he jumped out of the gym, but it was still too tall, out of bounds, back to Unitigo Franklin.
And you can tell that the Tigers are being told by their coach to get back on defense and set up. As soon as Kitchcart misses that, he sprints back down to the other side of the court. He's the first one down the court on a dead ball play.
I'm telling you, Unitigo Franklin in their max semi against Oxford, as here's a three for Xander Johnson, missed it off the back of the rim. It was the best I've seen them play in a long time. They were just the Harlem Globetrotters, up and down the floor, big passes. They were getting out in front of the defense. It did not happen in the MAC championship. So far, has not happened here tonight.
I wonder if the Tigers scouted them and stopped that on purpose tonight.
Three ball here for Tioga in the right corner. It's off the mark, but a rebound by the Tigers. Went all the way back up to midcourt, but they saved it with Bombard.
Again, just another offensive rebound for the Tigers.
Steal by Kingsbury. Ahead for Keel. Keel's going to take it in, and he kind of slipped as he was going up for the layup. I hope he's okay. He missed the layup and does not get the 2 points.
He's okay, but his ankle went in a different direction.
And back the other way, Kitchcart tries a little baby hook from the right. Low block, missed it. And back the other way here for Unitigo Franklin. Into the paint, Johnson pull up, in and out. And a rebound for Kitchcart. And now a steal by Kingsbury. Took it right away from him and lays it in. What a play by Jake
So what happened there is Kitchener got the rebound. He got hit incidentally in his head. He was looking for the call. Kingsbury right on top of him, steals the ball and gets an easy layup.
Nice play. Kingsbury's got 5 points. We're tied at 19. Keel, what do you think? He looks okay.
He does look okay.
He was going in for the breakaway left. He just knocked it out of bounds here. Tioga will keep it.
And his ankle really twisted in a bad way. That you could hear it in the crowd. They all went, ooh, because everybody could see it.
Yeah, he went up for the layup and I think just kind of lost his footing. Tough break because that was a wide open layup. Another steal here by Keel, but Tioga gets it back. We're down to 1:35 to go in the second quarter. Tied at 19. Opening round of the sectional tournament here. Unitico Franklin boys hosting Tioga here in Class C. Bombard into the paint. A floater. No, it's a block by Keel. And they're going to say there was contact on his way up. And the whole crowd doesn't love that.
Yeah, we're sitting here praising the officials, and we're about the only one.
It's going to send Bombard to the line for Tioga. We're going to have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. A good one so far here tonight at the U. And first shot at the line is up and good here for Bombard. He has 6 points. So Kitchcart with 8, Bombard with 6 to lead Tioga. And Xander Johnson and Jake Kingsbury with 5 apiece to lead Unitego Franklin. Bombard's second shot. No. Johnson skies for a rebound, windexes the glass, and here comes Unitego Franklin trailing by 1. Late second quarter. Johnson a straightaway 3. It swirls around and pops free. Rebound for the Tigers.
Again, one shot and done for UF. Tioga's doing a good job on the defensive rebounds.
Another good look there for Johnson. Couldn't get it to fall. Right side 3 here for Tioga. Bang for Bombard from downtown. He's got 9. And Tioga with one of their biggest leads at 23-19. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sargent with a pull-up in the paint. That's off the back of the rim. Kitchcart with a rebound. And he's looking to run. Ahead for Kitchcart. Lost control of it at the last second. And a steal for Unitego Franklin. Sargent back in transition. Joe wants to take it to the rim. He's blocked. And the Tigers get it back. A good block there by Brady Landmesser. Bombard in transition. Leaves it for Kitchcart. Some butterfingers there, and he couldn't hold on. Back the other way. Here comes Sargent. He goes up, and he's fouled hard. He goes sliding into the wall. End-to-end action, and we finally get a whistle. Tioga really, like you said, Rich, really making sure they get back.
They do a good job getting back on defense, and they do a really good job of rebounding out of a zone. I mean, most schools don't rebound well out of the zone, but they are clearly winning the rebounding battle, and Unitego Franklin is really only getting one shot each time down the court.
Sargent at the line, and he buries the first one. So Joe Sargent has 4 points. Our score, 23-20. Tioga on top of Unitego Franklin. 26 seconds to go, second quarter.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 18 seconds. Sorry, a little technical difficulty, but we're back. You didn't miss anything. It's 23-20. Kingsbury, left side, into the corner. Finds Xander Johnson. He got stripped. Somehow manages to get it over to Zach Gow for 3, but it's an air ball. Somehow gets it back to Brock Birtzel, and he scores. What a save by Xander Johnson. Xander went flying out of bounds. I think Tioga would argue that he was maybe out of play, but he feeds it back to Brock Birtzel, who lays it in.
That was a beautiful, beautiful play. Great hustle play. Right place, right time. Saved it. It was almost like a beautiful bounce pass directly to the player. It was almost like they set it up like that.
And there's not a lot of room on the baseline here. I don't know how Xander was able to do that. But
great place. Birtzel was really right underneath the basket looking for the pass from Johnson, and it was 2 seconds left. Couldn't finish better. We couldn't ask for a better game, Nate.
All right, halftime here. As Rich said, it's a great one. Tioga boys on the road here at Unitego Franklin leading 23-22. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back. especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a time out. When it matters most, make it Marabito. Visit us online at marabito.com.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Guilford Center Storage proudly supports local high school sports and wishes all teams in the Tri-County area good luck this season. Parents, are you moving and need somewhere to stash your stuff? Guilford Center Storage, County Road 36 in Guilford, has brand new storage buildings and units available as low as $50 per month with four sizes as big as 10 by 20 feet. Reserve a unit online at guilfordcenterstorage.com or call 607-226-0088. Guilford Center Storage, helping you move your home with ease and confidence.
Imagine if your auto insurance was award-winning. NYCM Insurance was ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power among auto insurers in New York in 2025. This recognition reflects their commitment to genuine care and to delivering a quality, personalized customer experience. Because insurance isn't just about policies. It's about people and showing up when it matters most. Protection you can trust. Coverage backed by award-winning satisfaction. NYCM Insurance. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find an agent today, visit nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. It's time for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here. Of course, it's sponsored by Marabito. They have been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit marabito.com. Our halftime score, 23-22. We have Tioga boys leading Unitego Franklin. Tioga is the 11th seed. UF is the 6th seed. Boy, it's been back and forth, Rich. Both teams grabbing momentum at different times. Flip a coin, still anybody's game.
It goes right back to what we talked about. The Class C bracket is the toughest bracket in Section 4. 11, 6 seeds, it doesn't really matter at this point. They're playing almost even basketball. which has really been fun to watch because they play two different styles of basketball too. You got man-to-man defense for UF, you got zone defense for Tioga. UF is looking to run all the time. Tioga kind of slows it down. It's just been a really good game, contrasting types of play, and it's going to come right down to the buzzer.
We did have an update that Moravia has pulled ahead of Newfield 42-26 at the half. So if that held true, you would have Moravia at Delhi on the boys' side in the second round on Saturday. That game right now is scheduled for 6 o'clock, but a lot of those game times can get moved. They might get pushed up to earlier in the afternoon. We'd have to see. If you ever want to take a look at the most updated brackets, you can go to the Section 4 website and click on boys basketball or girls basketball. The full bracket is there. I know the guy that updates it every night,
and so he
will have that later. So then you can see the updated times anytime you want at the Section 4 website.
Last night the girls bracket was updated really quick, but I heard the guy that's doing it tonight's working another job, so probably won't be updated till about 9:30, but they will be there for sure.
How soon, Rich, do you think, if there's a Saturday game, will those times be changed?
If there's a Saturday game, they probably are waiting to see how these games play out. They won't be changed until tomorrow morning, because they'll call the Section 4 office. The Section 4 office will make a decision whether or not those games can be changed. They'll huddle up in the office, and then those people will call me, and the brackets will be changed. Probably, they usually make those changes around noon. You can see those reflective in the brackets, because usually your athletic directors call at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then the bosses of Section 4 render a decision, and then, they call me, and I do it during lunchtime.
And do both sides have to agree? Like,
yes.
So say this game, it would be Tioga and UF would both have to agree to a time change.
To my understanding, that is how it works. They do call. And to my understanding also, as long as it's a preliminary game, a semifinal before, the Section 4 office usually agrees to do whatever, as long as it doesn't give an advantage to somebody else.
Yeah, most of the time it's a travel consideration.
Correct.
Or, you know, like if Moravia's got to go to Delhi, they might say, hey, can we play at 3
right,
so we could get home a little earlier type of thing. So.
Right. But Delhi could also say, you know what, it's our home game. We can't get staff there until 6 o'clock, so they can hold true, because, as you just said, both teams have to agree to it. So if both teams don't agree, they'll keep the same time at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, and I talked to Delhi today, and they said, well, we would like to keep it later at night to give everybody a chance to come out, but we'll see what happens. So
personally, I hope they keep it at 6 o'clock, because if they keep it at 6 o'clock, I will be in attendance. That's a game I've had circle since I've seen the bracket, but I have some other personal stuff I got to take care of in the afternoon, but I will be in Delhi at 6 if I could be there.
Well, we'll hope to have you in Nate's Nest.
Oh, I can't wait.
Over in Delhi. So, all right, again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Halftime score, Tioga boys cling to a one-point lead, 23-22. Third quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, here we go. We're starting the third quarter. Unitego Franklin with the basketball, now going left to right. Opening round of the Section 4 Class C Boys Basketball Tournament. And it's Tioga leading at 23-22 on the road here tonight at the U. And the Spartan Devils have it. They come to the near side with Joe Sargent. Again, going left to right there in the white uniforms, the green and the purple trim. They find Xander Johnson on an extra pass from Jake Kingsbury, and Xander lays it in.
Landmaster just got out of position there and left the block. That's what happened. Led to an easy play. Really might have been the first defensive mistake by Tioga to lead to an easy basket for UF.
Tioga's in that charcoal gray tonight with the gold trim, says Tioga. Gold lettering across the front of the uniform. So UF takes a 24-23 lead. Tioga gets it back now, going right to left. And so the Tigers come across midcourt, chest pass here to the near side. And now into the far side corner. They try to go down low, looking here for Kitchcart. He lost control of it, but it's going to stay with the Tigers. Rolls over the end line. And can they get Kitchcart going like they did in the first half? He had 8 points and was a real menace down low. They find Bombard in the corner off the inbounds play. Missed it. Kitchcart with a rebound, but a push-off underneath on the rebound. And they're going to get that on Kitchcart. See anything there, Rich?
It looked like Kitchcart just gave a little push. Really didn't need to. He had all the size in the world there. He could have probably just easily jumped and rebounded. Kyrie looks a little out of sorts in the first minute. I don't know what happened in overtime, halftime.
Sometimes just kind of cooling your jets for a minute. Takes a minute to get back going. And here's a steal by Unitego Franklin. Jake looks ready to go. Finds Sargent in the corner. He steps back for three. Oh, it's an air ball. He left it well short. Out of bounds. And we got a physical play underneath the hoop that the officials did not see. But it is going to stay here with Unitego Franklin.
Everybody's yelling in the gym. I don't really know what we're yelling about, but it looked a little physical. People don't like physical play.
Sectional time of year, that's what happens. And an inbound pass here to Xander Johnson. He's fouled in the paint. Xander, the MAC MVP, will head to the line. He's got 7 points. Unitego Franklin leading 24-23, 6:42 to go in the third.
So that's three. That's three on Palmer, who's had a pretty good game rebounding for Tioga. Not really much in the stat column for points, but he's done a good job down low. So we'll see where the Tigers go. They're not making any subs. They're going to stay with him here.
And so Xander hits the first one at the line. He's got eight. And another one coming here for Xander Johnson. And he's got it. Xander averaging right around 17 a game. He's been kind of floating between 16, 18 a game all season long. And they'll need that from him here tonight. Now here's a steal by Xander Johnson. He's looking to run. Right side for Xander. He's stripped. Good defense there by Bombard to come hustling back. Out of bounds. It'll stay with UF, but they lead 26-23, 6:30 to go in the third.
It's kind of strange. It's almost the exact opposite of how they started the game. Tioga looks out of sorts, and Unitego Franklin looks like they're playing with a lot of energy like Tioga started the game.
Right side here for Kingsbury. Now we'll feed one back to Brock Bertzel. Bounce pass, far side, Sargent. Back to Bertzel on the right side. Unitego Franklin going left to right. Passing it to Sargent. He wants the three, and Joe Sargent hits it. 7 for Sargent, and it's a 6-point lead, the biggest lead of the game for UF at 29-23. Here comes Tioga across midcourt, and almost a steal by Keel. He slapped it out of play.
So Coach Hutchinson really might have to make some adjustments here. I used to coach a lot with Coach Tom Dixon from the old New Berlin days, and he always used to say in the locker room at halftime, the first 3 minutes of the second half are the most important 3 minutes. A lot of teams win and lose it there. And right now it looks like UF is going to try to win it right here in these first 3 minutes, really exposing a lot of the problems for Tioga.
Yeah, another steal here for UF. That was a combo between Johnson and Joe Sargent, and now back the other way. They find Xander for a layup, and he's fouled. And Unitego putting on a clinic right now. They lead 31-23, and Xander's got 11.
I don't really understand how the momentum is not being stopped here with a timeout or something. I don't like to question the coaching, but sometimes you need to call a timeout and just kind of regroup here.
And that's the fourth foul here on Tioga's Dominic Palmer. So he's going to have to sub out, and they're going to put the eighth grader, Jonah Palmer, in instead. Rich, is this one of those things you think as a coach, hey, let's hang on one more possession. Xander hits that shot.
At this rate, there's not a lot of scoring in this game. You've only scored 23 points. You don't have a whole lot of possessions anymore with only 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
So Xander's got 12, and Tioga, oh, they got lucky there. Got tipped by UF at the last minute. So 5.5 to go in the third, and Unitego Franklin leads 32-23 now over Tioga. Tigers haven't scored so far here in the third.
I don't even know if they've gotten a shot. Well, here's one right here.
Bombard with a good-looking three, but it's off the back of the rim. Johnson skies for a rebound. Johnson down the right side, puts on the Jets, picks it in and scores. And there's the timeout. 14 for Johnson, and the Spartan Devils have come alive. They lead 34-23 with 5:20 to go in the third, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. 5:20 to go in the third. It's 34-23. Unitego Franklin boys on a nice run here. And it went from a one-point deficit at halftime. They now lead 34-23. And it's been the defense has been the difference.
They've changed to a 1-3-1 UF has, and they've got their hands on everything. They aren't playing, you know, their typical man-to-man, and Tioga hasn't really got a good shot all half here, or all quarter.
And now another steal here by Brock Bertzel down the right side. Finds Joe Sargent, takes it inside on the right low block. It's stripped. Ball on the baseline. Tioga's got a steal. They just needed a bucket here if you're the Tigers. Try to see one go through the hoop and get your way back in. Kingsbury almost with another steal. Oh, he did. He touched it at the last second, and it's going to stay with the Tigers.
Tioga really just has not figured out this new defense by UF. They've had 2 minutes to figure it out. Usually you break it with an odd front, and they aren't doing that. They're playing an even front. It's really strange.
4:40 to go in the third. It's 34-23, and now a travel on Tioga, and it's like a snowball effect.
Yeah, I said that actually. You're supposed to break it with an even front, with more people on top, but they're just trying to beat it with their point guard, and UF's getting their hands on everything.
We've seen this defense work several times this year for UF. They've kept it in their back pocket until now, and it's worked out, at least here in this game. Sargent to the left side as UF goes left to right. Skipping across the top of the defense for Bertzel, and it was too tall. He needed to be about 6'8 to get that one in. Unitego Franklin still leading 34-23 over Tioga.
And just like we said in the first half, when Tioga gets when their defense is set, they're pretty good, but they've got a lot of transition baskets UF, so that's what's happening right now.
No Bombard, no Kitchcart here in the second half in terms of getting a bucket. They need one. Corner three here is no good, and another rebound. Kingsbury goes into the land of the trees to grab that ball. And then Kingsbury down low on the baseline. Oh, he lost control of it. Tried to do a little too much. Tigers will get it back. 3:57 to go in the third. UF leading 34-23. And Tigers walk down the floor. They still have not scored here so far in this third quarter after a really solid first half from Tioga. And little baseline driver, Jonah Palmer. He lost it. Here comes Xander Johnson flying away. Misses the breakaway layup. He did have somebody right on his hip, but a steal. Johnson gets it back, and this time, oh, he missed again. Keel with a chance. Johnson, another opportunity. He puts it up, sinks it, and he's fouled. Well, fifth time's the charm there, as Unitego Franklin would not be denied. 16 for Johnson.
Fifth time's the charm, and the one with it coming along. You couldn't ask for anything better.
And that's what makes UF so tough sometimes, because Johnson is such a physical, athletic rebounder, and Keel, just this sneaky athleticism that you don't expect.
Yes, yes, I agree wholeheartedly on that.
Johnson to the line, yes. 17 for Xander, he's right on his average.
Very smooth player Johnson is, and he's quiet. He has a quiet 17.
Will head to Cornell next year to play baseball. But still good enough to be the MAC MVP here for basketball. Pretty cool. A shot here from Bombard on the left side. Well off the mark. The rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. With 3:15 to go in the third, what a run here for Unitego Franklin, leading 37-23.
Has Tioga scored this half, Nate?
No. Unless I'm forgetting. I don't think they have. A pass down low. They're looking to get one here, and another miss. It was deflected away by Sargent. UF's got the ball, going left to right. Johnson, right side three, a little short. Chased into the corner. Johnson gets his own rebound, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Travis Woods to bail him out. 2:59 to go in the third. Unitego Franklin, 37, and Tioga, 23. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 3 minutes to go in the third. And you know what is incredibly impressive here, Rich? Tioga, I don't know, they've always had a great culture. We talk about it with wrestling. We talk about it with football. They're very cool, calm, and collected right now. It almost feels like, okay, guys, let's regroup. We got a big hole here, but you don't see a lot of panic down there.
There's no panic at all, and I'll be honest, I would be panicking. Because they have had no good shots. I just looked on Nate Lowell's Twitter account. They haven't scored this whole entire half. We're more than halfway through here, and they haven't even had a good-looking shot. I mean, we were talking at halftime that, I'll be honest, I thought they were the better team in the first half.
Me too.
And they are clearly not the better team right now.
So Xander Johnson, during that timeout, he must have had a cut on his knee. They tried to put some tape on it. And as he started to come back out onto the floor, the official said, we got to put some more on that.
It's bleeding through. You can see it.
Yeah, it's bleeding right through. So he's putting more tape around it. And I'm surprised they've given him a little bit of the extra time here. But Johnson comes back out. Let's see how that affects his play. I mean, that's a healthy amount of tape right under the kneecap.
And that's got to be a hard spot when you're running with those, you know, it's sticking your leg. That's tough right there.
That's tough. UF will get it in. They lead 37-23. We're just under three to go in the third here at Unitego. Johnson takes it into the teeth of the defense. A lot of contact. Missed the shot. And now a steal back by Unitego Franklin. They had gotten the rebound. Tioga did. And then Unitego Franklin gets it back. They'll feed one to Keel on the far side. Now a steal by the Tigers. Boy, it's like a game of hot potato right now. Left side for Bombard. Again, Tioga looking for a three. And this one is good. They needed that. Splash from downtown. There, boy, Carter Stump.
With the hot potato play right there, UF didn't get their defense set up, and that led to an open shot by Tioga. Let's see if that gets Tioga going here.
37-26, they are not out of this. Still got a whole quarter to go in the left of the third as well. Sargent into the corner for Brock Birdsall on a baseline drive. Shovels one over Kingsbury. Big time three here. No, it's short. Rebound Brock Birdsall. They'll kick it out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Sargent to the high post. Back for Birdsall left side as Unitego Franklin goes left to right. Feeding it to Johnson in the left corner. He's double teamed. Feeds it back off for Brock Birdsall. A nice little up and under. Could finish. Kitchcart with a rebound for Tioga as they go right to left. Bombard down the left side. Bombard will pull it out, splits two defenders, slips into the teeth of the defense, and he's fouled. With 1:38 to go in the third, when they get this under 10, Rich, they're still hanging around in this game.
They are still hanging around. Birdsall wants that back. He missed it. It was a beautiful Hakeem Olajuwon-style move from the 1980s. It was a nice little move for the sophomore. He's a good little player, good future here for the Spartans.
Great move, got up and under the defender, and he just couldn't hit the shot.
As I said, Hakeem Olajuwon would be proud. Now we got a little blood on a Tioga player.
Yeah, so over to the bench there. Brady Landmesser will come back in.
Looks like he was just wearing some blood. It doesn't actually have a cut. He didn't have to put anything on it. So he's back in.
And so this will be Bombard to the line. Missed the first.
Classic right there. Sat on the line a little bit too long. Maybe his legs got a little bit too stiff and a little short on the front rim right there.
Unitigo Franklin going to the bench. Fairburn comes back in. This is our first look tonight as well at Logan Kingsbury. And Coach Travis Wood's not afraid to play 8, 9, 10 guys if he needs to. And Bombard hits the second. Bombard's got 10 for Tioga. It's a 10-point game, 37-27. 90 seconds left, third quarter. Left side here for Kingsbury as Unitigo Franklin goes left to right. Jake finds Logan. They go to the left side again here. Little dribble drive for Jake. His little floater is good. And a tough finish there for Jake Kingsbury. He's got 7 points to make 39-27. 1:10 to go in the third. Tioga back down the floor left side. They try to feed it through. And they look for Kitchcart on the right low block off his hands. Too strong of a pass. It's going back to Unitigo Franklin.
You know, we were talking a lot about Kitchcart's game in the first half. They really are not feeding him the ball that much. They can't get it to him. That's the 1-3-1 defense is stifling for UF.
Bertzel underneath, finds Xander Johnson, lays it up and in. They lost him in the paint, and he scores. 19 for Johnson. And UF leads 41-27. 45 seconds to go in the third. Right side here for Tioga. Dribble drive Bombard. Kicks one out. And another three here for the Tigers. Will not fall. Rebound Kitchcart. Off the miss there from Stoughton. And Kitchcart can't finish. Loose ball comes to Unitigo Franklin. Spartan Devils will have it. And they'll reset. Jake Kingsbury glances up at the clock. Shot clock and game clock are about the same. Late here in the third. Opening round of the sectional tournament, Class C for boys. They'll find Bertzel feeding it to the interior. Xander Johnson double team. Puts one up on a little left-handed hook. No. Fairburn with a rebound, though, and he's fouled as he put it back up. Another good showing off the bench tonight by Tristan Fairburn. He's been very good the last couple of games. And he'll head to the line to shoot two.
What a half right now for UF. Holding Tioga to 4 points. If this holds, it's just tremendous defense. Their defense led to offense, and they just took over the game. I mean, it feels like a completely different game from what we saw in the first half.
Yeah, this was back and forth. Maybe even Tioga having the better of the play. This third quarter has been all Unitigo Franklin as Tristan hits that first foul shot.
And really, it comes down to one coaching decision. They change from a man-to-man to a 1-3-1, and it's really the difference in the game. You can directly look at that call by Coach Woods. That's exactly what it did.
Second foul shot coming here for Tristan, and he hits Tristan Fairburn, 2 out of 2. And Unitigo Franklin with 10 seconds left in the third, leading 43-27. Last chance in the third quarter for the Tigers. Bombard steps up, wants a three from straight away. Oh, that's a big three. Bombard hits. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. They needed that. It pulls them to within 13. That's still a mountain to climb, though, as Unitigo Franklin leads 43-30. Fourth quarter coming up here at the U on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101.
and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you tonight here on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Tigers have 8 minutes to try to get back in this. They try a three to start this fourth quarter, and another rebound for Xander Johnson. A pass ahead for Fairburn in the corner. He saved it, but it goes right to a Tioga player. Back down the floor, and they'll get an easy layup out of this one for the Tigers. And that's what they needed with Dominic Farmer, who's playing with those four fouls. He's going to have to be careful. It's 43-32.
So now the Tigers have switched to a man-to-man, trying to pressure the defense or pressure the offense to get some quick baskets here and get back in this game. They've left their 2-3 zone.
7:25 to go in the fourth. We'll take you the rest of the way. This has been an exciting game, but a big, big third quarter there for Unitego Franklin. Let's see if they can put the finishing touches on this one and move on to play Trumansburg on Saturday in the second round. That game would be at Trumansburg. Right side here for Rockford, so they're trying to get Johnson down low. A turnaround spin shot, and it's good from the right corner.
As much as we've talked about Kitchcart all night, I don't know if he has the athleticism to hang with Johnson. Johnson is just so athletic.
Yeah, Johnson was out on an island there. He said, fine, I'll take it. But Tioga answers with a three from James Miller. His first basket of the night makes it 45-35. Unitego Franklin on top. Tioga hanging right around that 10-point deficit. Can they make a run? Left side for Levi Russell. Unitego Franklin in the white with the green and purple trim. Fairburn, good first step into the paint, but then he traveled. Slipped as he tried to come to a stop in the paint.
Yeah, it was either a slip or a shuffle. He definitely traveled, though. Good call by the official. And let's see if they can get it down to single digits here, the Tigers.
6.5 to go in the fourth. Unitego Franklin boys leading 45-35. Tigers have it on the right side. A bounce pass into the right corner. Being very patient. Now they find Kitchcart down low. They finally get it to him. Up off the glass, and he muscles it in. Kitchcart's fired up. He's got 10.
He wanted that basket. And the Tigers need him to have that energy. That's what they were fueling off of earlier.
Johnson with a straightaway three. That one was deep. He missed it. Tioga got a rebound. Then they threw it away. They got really antsy on that outlet pass by Brady Landmesser, and he just chucked it out of bounds. Tioga's saying that there was some contact there. 6:05 to go in the fourth. Unitego Franklin leading 45-37. So after all that, Unitego Franklin on the baseline will have it to the right of the hoop as they go left to right. Burtzel's going to have to get it in. Floats one in to the right low block here for Johnson. Going to work on Kitchcart. Johnson has to feed it back out to Zachow. Bad angle on the pass, and he threw it away.
Tigers went down and doubled Johnson. He didn't handle the double team very well and threw it away. And the Tigers now could get it to six.
Boy, this would be big here for the Tioga Tigers. Can never count an IAC team out. That's for sure.
You never can.
And to the far side for Bombard as Tioga goes right to left. Inside for Kitchcart. Up off the glass. No, but he's fouled. On a turnaround, he was double teamed, and Kitchcart will go to the line.
Kitchcart, smart player. He knew the double team was going, so he went quicker than the double team. His teammate Bombard is telling him, spin the other way, you have a layup.
Yeah, he really would have. Gavin Kitchcart, the junior, with 10 points. Big foul shots here for Tioga, and he can't get the first. They need every one of these to try to crawl back in.
They do.
And another one coming here for Kitchcart with 5:45 left. Still a lot of time in this ballgame. And second shot, Kitchcart, no good. He goes 0-for-2. What a rebound, though, by the Tigers. They put it back up. Shot won't go down, but another foul on Unitego Franklin. Dominic Palmer will go to the line to shoot two.
Great rebound. Kitchcart's looking up to his parents. They're telling him what he's doing with his foul shots. A little bit too much of a foul through, he says. I love it. The parents are supporting their kids in the stands.
Yeah, good positive interaction there. Kitchcart shook his head, said, yep, I'm trying to figure it out. And the first one at the line here for Dominic Palmer. He's got a quiet 7 points now. He hits it. 45-38. 5:40 to go in the fourth. Perfect scenario for Tioga. Clock's not moving, and you can chip away. And second shot, no good. Boy, so they go 1-for-4 on that trip down the floor from the line. That's costly. Burtzel at the right elbow. Unitego Franklin's got it back in their own offensive end. Burtzel in the paint, sandwiched, and he's fouled right below the foul line.
From the coach, I'm using it as a positive. Hey, at least we got 1 point. We only had four in the whole third quarter.
Boy, it's almost unexplainable how cold they went there.
It really was. It is explainable. UF just played really great defense.
Yeah, kudos to Unitego Franklin. Inbounds pass. They find Johnson in the defense with two guys all over him in the paint, and he still hits it.
I'm extremely impressed with just the calm and composure that Johnson plays with. He's a heck of a player.
Johnson with 23. And now a straightaway three, almost a bank three there for Tioga, but it won't go. It rimmed out. And Spartan Devils lead 47-38 with five to go. Johnson, right side three. They left him open. He rushed it a little bit. Fairburn with a rebound, and he scores! Tough rebound there for Fairburn, and he's got four. And they pump the lead back up to 49-38. Tioga starting to run out of time. Kitchcart with a long two from the right corner. Says not so fast there, Nate.
Don't count us out yet, Nate. The Tigers are here. Still single digits. A lot of game left.
49-40. That's a big, big jumper by Kitchcart. Unitego Franklin has it. They try to go to Johnson down low, forced it, and they threw it away. Back to Tioga.
The problem with Tioga now is this allows UF to set up their defense. They have not looked good in the offensive set when UF set up their 1-3-1. They need to get a good-looking shot. They've had nothing easy when the 1-3-1 is set.
4.5 to go in the fourth. It's 49-40. Tioga looking to get back into it here. They have it on the left wing side. Three-point line extended. They find Bombard. He wants an NBA range three. Bombard says yes. Splash. 16 for Bombard. It's 49-43 with four to go.
If I'm Coach Woods, I'm all right with that shot. That was a really deep shot. He's not going to make that every single time on the court. Gives him a little momentum, though.
Good D. Had a hand in his face. Just a good-looking shot. Bertzel on the right side. Little jab step. Bertzel to the right low block, looking for Xander Johnson. Going to work, but he's double-teamed. Kicks one back out. Brock, corner three. It's too long. Rebound, Tioga. Good defense by the Tigers. Boy, Xander got away with one there. He was trying to chase to get a steal.
But his calm, cool, and collective nature gets him those plays. Sorry, Nate. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. We got guys wrestling and scrambling for a loose ball there. Another hot potato moment with 3.5 to go. And I think it was a jump ball, correct?
No, it was a foul on number 11. He basically was bear hugging the UF player down low. That was a fifth foul.
I wasn't sure if that was after the whistle. Yeah, Landmesser's going to foul out here.
That was definitely fouled by Landmesser. I don't know what they're arguing. I mean, it was a bear hug to get the jump ball. The UF player went down, and he was literally looked like a wrestling player.
I thought maybe the ball was out of bounds. And when they threw it back in, Landmesser got tied up, but boy, a six-point game. It feels like Unitego Franklin's up by more, but it's only six.
It really does. That's a big loss for Tioga, right? One of their bigs is now out. So what are they? How are they going to react? They got some new players in.
Yeah, Landmesser, a 6'3 big, has fouled out with 3.5 to go. And UF up 49-43. Unitego Franklin with the ball, going left to right. Kingsbury down low, finds Johnson, right low block, fade away for Johnson, too strong. And Fairburn again with a rebound, missed it as well. Kitchcart cleans the glass, and an outlet pass to Bombard. Tioga left side, Bombard spin move into the paint, Keel with a block. And a steal back the other way. Kingsbury down the floor, left side. The floater is off the back of the rim, and Tioga's got another rebound. Bombard ahead for Kitchcart. On the right side, stolen back by Unitego. End-to-end action as Johnson wants to take it in, and he's fouled at the right low block. Xander's so good at that step through, and Tioga couldn't catch him in time.
Give a lot of credit to Jake Kingsbury there. He's getting his hands on a lot of balls this half. He's poking the ball. He's creating a lot of steals. He might not be getting the steals, but he's creating the steals for UF. Credit to Kingsbury. Not just a great soccer player.
No, he's just so passionate about everything he does. Here is Johnson at the line, hits the first. Johnson has 24. He was a little quiet, only 8 points in the MAC championship last Saturday, but he has come back to life here. I mean, Delhi was all over him on Saturday, so it makes sense. But tonight, he's found a way. Tioga's been all over him here, too, and with that second shot, he's got 25. 2:50 to go in the fourth, live from the U. Unitego Franklin leading 51-43, another steal. Keel ahead for Jake Kingsbury. Shovels one over. Brock Bertzel lays it in, and it's good. Bertzel's got 6 points. Timeout, Tioga. And Unitego Franklin has pumped this back up to a 53-43 lead with 2:37 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Big thanks to everybody back at the WCDO studios helping us out tonight. Tioga's got the ball with 2.5 to go, down by 10 on the road here. Opening round of the sectional tournament. A three ball for the Tigers is off the mark. An air ball from the right corner, not what they needed from Carter Stoughton. And Unitego Franklin back the other way, going left to right. Rashad Keel, who's had a quiet night scoring, but he's been so active defensively. Kingsbury has it in the paint. Little up and under for Jake. Missed it. And Tioga's got a rebound. They need to score. Tigers shovel one across. They'll take it in. Right-handed layup. No. Another rebound for Fairburn. And then Fairburn gets tripped. And a foul there going to be on Dominic Palmer. And that might be it for him. Yeah, that's five on Palmer.
That was a little incidental, but the referee made the call. He called it a block, but it was definitely a trip. But it was an incidental trip. But, you know, tough luck for Tioga there. There goes another one of their bigs.
And another senior. Landmesser fouled out as a senior. Palmer a senior. Head coach Connor Hutchinson trying to get an explanation here with 2:01 to go. In a 53-43 ball game, Unitego Franklin in control, and they'll have the ball back. Tioga coming with some full court pressure. They're down to kind of their last gasp here, as it has been Xander Johnson taking over in the second half. He's got 25 total points. Fairburn into the right corner here for Unitego Franklin. Misses a left-handed layup. Did a good job to get inside, just couldn't finish, and now a foul on the rebound in the far corner, or did Jake step out of bounds?
He stepped out of bounds.
So Kingsbury was tracking that down, took the extra step out. 1:40 to go here in the fourth, 10-point ball game. Unitego Franklin boys leading Tioga, opening round of the Class C Section 4 tournament. And taking this one to the hoop, we got a foul as Tioga's Jackson Bombard with 16 points was fouled and will head to the line.
Bombard was taking the entire team on there with his dribbling exploits and finally got the foul. He took everybody on there too.
Yeah, it's kind of desperation mode right now for the Tigers, who played a heck of a first half. And have just that third quarter and some foul shooting, it cost them.
They were the better team in the first half. Their defense was good. They got their hands on everything. UF really didn't have a lot of answers until late in the first half. But, I mean, the UF's defense was just stifling in the third quarter and just changed this game completely around.
Bombard 1-for-2 at the line. He's got 17. And with a minute and a half to go, Unitego Franklin leading 53-44. Kingsbury is fouled at midcourt as Tioga wanting to try to catch up foul-wise here. That is their 15th foul, so Unitego will be going to the line the rest of the way.
You got a foul there. I mean, you got to extend the game now. You're still within 9 points. You know, make UF hit some foul shots. If they don't make these foul shots, you come down and hit a basket. You know, you can get it to within six.
Kingsbury cannot get the first one at the line. I know Jake works very hard on his foul shots. I walked in the gym very early today, wanted to make sure we had our spot. The only other person in the gym was Jake Kingsbury shooting foul shots well before anyone else was here tonight. And the second one is good. I didn't broadcast curse him there, so that's good. 54-44 with a minute 25 to go here in the fourth. They go down low for Kitchcart, and he's stripped. Well, we got a foul here on UF.
They're going to get that one on Kingsbury. He knows it. He's smiling. He gave him a little push in the backside. Used a soccer move. He looked like he was kind of like giving the old hip check. Used the soccer skills there, and the referee caught him.
Tioga's going to have the ball on the baseline to the right of the hoop. And a steal by Fairburn. And then he gets fouled with 1:19 left. Well, if you're looking for other scores tonight in Section 4, it is a boys' night. The girls were last night. There are boys' games tonight in Class C and Class D. I'll have all those final scores and stats for you later tonight on NateLull.com. If you're just looking, you know, a little bit later, maybe an hour from now for the scores, we'll have them on my Twitter page as well as the Section 4 Twitter page. First thing we try to do is get the final scores out so you can fill out your brackets, and then later tonight I'll fill out the rest of the stats and details. And Fairburn cannot get the first one to go. I'll also update our top scorers page on NateLull.com, and I'm assuming Xander maybe will bump up a spot tonight after 25 here so far tonight. Fairburn 0 for 2 at the line. And a rebound for Tioga. Down the left side for Bombard, who is fouled by Fairburn with 1:12 left.
Now that's what UF does not want to do. They don't want to stop the clock and give the Tigers opportunities to score with the clock stop. So Coach Woods is going to talk to them, quit fouling, let them play out. Even an easy layup in that point takes a little bit more time off the clock.
You have to wonder if Tioga has a little bit more of a normal third quarter. This game was going right down to the wire. Bombard now with 18. Future will be bright, though. Bombard a junior here, as well as Kitchcart, so they're going to have some key pieces coming back next year for the Tigers.
Definitely a team to watch in the bracket next year. Now that we've seen them one time, we're gonna keep an eye on them next year.
Well, as we said earlier, just how good the IAC is. I mean, the top seven or eight seeds, the majority of them in the tournament, IAC teams, and they just constantly have to do battle out there.
With Bombard and Kitchcart coming back, they can do some damage in any league in the Section 4 Conference.
So they came back. There was a violation. They did the free throw again, and he still missed. So it's 54-45 with a minute to go. And now a reach-in foul here on Tioga. Up near midcourt as Kingsbury was bringing to cross the line. Foul going to be on James Miller.
Kingsbury doing the smart thing, trying to dribble it around, using his skills, wasting a little bit more time. I don't know what the Tioga people are complaining about. You got a foul there to extend the game.
Yeah, at this point you have to. You're down by too much. You have to hope for some misses at the line like this from Kingsbury. And then you have to hope you can maybe make a shot or two. Keel's going to come back in. Brock Bertzel to the bench. Travis Woods trying to play a little game of figure out what the best combo is here for the last minute of the game, and Kingsbury hits the second. 9 for Jake tonight. And the Spartans lead 55-45. Tioga down low on the baseline. They lost it out of bounds. Going to Unitego Franklin. And that might be the icing on the cake right there.
That was the right call, too. Now Tioga's trying to get everything that they can.
A little offense-defense here.
Yes.
Yeah, it might be too little too late. Tioga's going to take a timeout, though. 54 seconds left. Unitego Franklin boys leading 55-45. Opening round of the sectional tournament. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Unitico Franklin boys leading 55-45 here over Tioga. I'm Nate Lull. We're joined by Rich Turnbull, and they tried the home run pass here with the quarterback of the football team, Joe Sargent, but he overthrew his wide receiver there, Sander Johnson.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't sigh like that, but why are we making that pass in that situation? Right, you got to know better. Just take the foul, run the timeout. Why are we trying to? There's no time off the clock now. Just a silly play by the UF team.
Yeah, Spartan Devils will get it back. Or excuse me, Tioga will get it back. And then a three in the corner. Oh, Tioga's got some life here after that three by Jonah Palmer. It's 55-48. Sargent across midcourt. Zips one down low for Keel. No, a steal by Bombard. Here comes Tioga. Bombard stops, tries to go to Kitchcart. Off his chest and out of bounds. It looked like Bombard was going to shoot. Instead, he tried to dish one down low for Kitchcart off his chest.
He threw that like a slow Joe fastball right there. It was a little bit too much for Kitchcart. It was probably the right pass, but it was just way too much for his teammate that wasn't expecting it.
32 seconds left. Boy, that would have cut it to five.
It would have cut it to five, and some silly, silly mistakes by UF. Just get the ball in here, take the foul, get it to your best foul shooter right here. Whoever your best foul shooter is should get the ball.
Levi Wetmore is going to come in here for Unitico Franklin. They'll get it into Xander Johnson. He's fouled by Kitchcart with 29 seconds left.
Play the odds, play the strategy, just get it to your best foul shooter. And I'm guessing Johnson is a good foul shooter. He's arguably one of the best players on the team. Just get it to him. He's a smart kid, obviously. He's going to Cornell. He knew. He just hang out. Don't turn the ball over there.
So Johnson to the line here will shoot, and if they can make their foul shots, they will put this one away. And so here is Johnson and cannot make the first. Both teams have struggled at the line tonight, Rich.
Johnson doesn't look fazed, though. He's very smooth. Looks like it doesn't bother him. A lot of people say that this one would be a hard foul shot to take. He looks like he's ready to make it right here.
Kander has won their opening round game. We'll update you all during that as Johnson makes the second shot. He's got 26. Bombard down the left side. He's going to have to fire up a three. Missed it. Another rebound for Johnson. Johnson is fouled at midcourt. And again, Unitico Franklin leading 56-48. For how tough of a second half it's been for Tioga. Boy, they had some chances here, Rich.
Somebody just shot a word at Johnson, but you know, he's such a smooth player. He takes a look back, he just shakes his head and goes right to the foul line. A lot of players would interact with people there, but not him. He's such a smart player. I've been very impressed with Johnson down the stretch.
So 5-seed Kander defeats 12-seed Groton, 58-44. As here's Johnson at the line, and Johnson hits the first, 27 for Xander. Moravia has officially moved on. They win tonight 84-50. So we will get the Moravia-Delhi matchup. Johnson goes 2-for-2 here. Johnson's got 28.
Johnson's a good player. I've been impressed with him all night.
Three ball here from straightaway for Tioga. That one is up and good. Therefore, James Miller makes it 58-51 with 8 seconds left.
I can't say enough. The little things that Johnson does right there, instead of just passing the ball in bounds because the clock is going, he gives it to the official to waste two more seconds, and then he goes back in bounds and has his teammate take it. I mean, he wasted 3 seconds there just by making a smart basketball play that nobody else would have done. Everybody else would have just thrown the ball in bounds. He's such a smart player.
He is a thinker, and he hits the first foul shot here. He's got 29. I don't know off the top of my head, but I think he's flirting with a season high. Of course, joined the 1,000-point club earlier this year. Oh, in and out. I cursed him that time. Down the floor here, a three at the buzzer. It's going to be a little short. And Unitico Franklin wins 59-51. And they will move on to take on 3-seed Trumansburg on Saturday. So we'll be back with the post-game show. Well, Unitico Franklin, the 6th seed, taking down 11th seed Tioga in a great game here. Again, our final score 59-51. We will be back with the post-game show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody, one last time to Unitego High School as our final score, 59-51. Unitego Franklin boys defeating Tioga here tonight thanks to a game-high 29 points from Xander Johnson, 9 from Jake Kingsbury, 7 from Joe Sargent, 6 from Brock Bertzel, and then 4 apiece for Rashad Keel and Tristan Fairburn. On the other side, it was 18 for Jackson Bombard. That was a team high. Gavin Kitchcart had 12, 7 for Dominic Palmer, 6 for James Miller, 3 apiece for Carter Stoughton and Jonah Palmer, and 2 for Brady Landmesser. So, all right, just a little explanation. When we get into postseason play and we do our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, when we play somebody out of the area, we will do all three awards tonight for Unitego Franklin. Normally we would do 2 for the winning team, 1 for the team that loses, but tonight we will do all 3 for Unitego Franklin. So just obviously Tioga played well, but we're going to do all 3 tonight here to Unitego Franklin. All right, first up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. Seems like a no-brainer tonight. Xander Johnson, 29 points. What do you think?
I'm looking at his poster over there across the wall, his senior poster. He's pointing at me, and I should be pointing at him because he was not only the offensive player of the game, he was the player of the game. If there was an MVP for the UF team tonight, it would be him. And what a great – I just like the little things that he does. I'm looking forward to seeing if he can translate that into a win in the next round. But he does all these little things. He just – he takes the fouls, he wastes some time, he takes the good shots. He's an all-around good player, and he's one that people should model their game after. He's fun to watch. He's not very emotional. He plays within himself. He's a good high school basketball player.
Yeah, they'll have their hands full with Truensburg, but when you have Xander Johnson, you definitely have a chance. So next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. It's brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MorabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'd like to go Jake Kingsbury here. I thought he was, like you said during the broadcast, he was getting his hands on a lot of different passes. He was tipping things, creating havoc. His steal down here on Kitchcart where he got the layup was phenomenal. I thought Jake definitely earned the defense award tonight.
I was thinking you could go two ways. I was thinking Kingsbury as well, or Keel, one of those two. Mm-hmm. I thought Keel played really well defensively. Not probably the greatest game offensively, but he did a lot of good things rebounding. But yes, Jacob Kingsbury, just got his hands on everything, got a lot of steals, created a lot of havoc in the top of that, in the side, in the top of that 1-3-1 when he was in those positions. But Kingsbury is a good little player. He makes things happen for UF. You need those players if you're going to move on to sectionals.
Lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by JM, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. Some tough choices here tonight. I kind of want to go Tristan Fairburn off the bench. I just thought he was tough. You know, Brock Burtzel played very well as well, but I'd like to go with Fairburn. I've seen him come in time and time again the last couple of weeks and just give you 100% effort, rebounding, diving on the floor. Let's go with Tristan.
Completely agree with those that call. You got to have that sixth man, right? We just talked about that,
yep,
in the podcast with Rob Joy. You got to have those great six men that give you that energy that comes off the bench and keeps the momentum flowing when the starters get a sub. I mean, you got to have those guys. Honestly, going back to the defensive player, whoever made the change to the 1-3-1 really deserves the defensive player of the game, probably. I mean, whatever coach or player suggested that at halftime, kudos to them, because that was really different from the game.
Yeah, coaching staff here might get a little honorable mention. Coach Woods, Coach Burtzel, Coach Bonds.
Whoever.
Well,
whoever came up with that decision.
Yeah.
It was the decision of the game, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well done on that for sure. So, all right, that's going to do it. Our final score here tonight, 59-51. As Rich mentioned, we do have a new podcast out today that Rich and I worked on together. It's with one of the legends of Morris boys basketball, Rob Joy. Went on, played Division I at Bucknell. Just if you're a Tri-Valley or a small school basketball guy, you probably remember Rob from back in the late 80s. Just a lot of fun. I thought he was a great talker on our show, and
yeah,
just really fun doing that one. We got a lot of good stuff coming up. So, yeah, kudos to Rob. Check that out anywhere you listen to podcasts or on WCDOsports.com. Or on NateLull.com. Rich, thank you, and hopefully we will see you on Saturday.
We'll be there. That's the game we've been waiting for. Usually it's the sectional finals, but it looks like it's going to be a quarterfinal matchup up in Nate's Nest on Saturday at 6 o'clock. I can't wait. I usually don't like to make the drive to Delhi, but for that matchup, I think I'm going to have to go over the hill.
Yeah, we'll plan to do Delhi Moravia. Check in tomorrow to see if there is an update on the time. In the meantime, we will have a game on Friday. BG Girls hosting Elmira Notre Dame in the 3-versus-6 matchup, 6 o'clock in Bainbridge. So that is the next time we will join you. No games tomorrow, but good luck to all the girls wrestlers out there that will be traveling up to Albany. We'll be keeping an eye on Bella Phelps and Cadence Guy from Walton. The Walton Delhi team, of course, Bella from Sydney, Delaney Dixon from Windsor. There's a lot of locals that could do some damage up there. And then all our boys wrestlers on Friday and Saturday will be heading up to Albany. So good luck to them. And, boy, it's going to be a busy next couple of days.
It's a great time of year, isn't it, Nate?
It is.
You know, we just got done with the Olympics, and now we're going right to our Section 4 time of the year. We're going to be spending a lot of time in courts for the next 2 weeks.
Yes,
three
we
weeks,
will.
4 weeks.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right. Need anything tonight stat-wise, check out NateLull.com. Huge thank you to Elodie Hall, also to Craig Stevens back in the WCDO studios for taking good care of us. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. Unitico Franklin wins 59-51 over Tioga. They advance to play Trumansburg next on Saturday on the road. All right, we'll see you on Friday night. BG and Elmira Notre Dame girls on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.